At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day, a tribute to Kinda Trevor at Beck's Learning to Fly. Sips flying today, learn to fly.
Learn to fly. The whole song, all I could think about was Trevor.
See, I'm thinking about Trevor. Foo Fighters from 1999, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sarda Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Bill.
What a great name of a band, the Foo Fighters. That's incredible. The song is awful. It's a one. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Do you like the Foo Fighters, though, in general?
Not really, not a lot, but I don't hate them. No, but just the name of the band is incredible. The song is a one. I would turn it off every time, zero interest in it. Disappointed, Jake.
I had a good week, though.
But you had a great week.
A lot of nines this week.
But it's like Friday. And it's usually Friday. We want to kind of bring it a little bit.
I think that's, and I mean, some people like that
there
song.
Might be some people. I'd like to know who they are. My friend list is not going to hit that one.
You're giving it a one. I'm going to tell you right now, Sip loves the Foo Fighters. I bet if he was still here for the song, he'd give that at least a 7.5.
That was, yeah, it's a one. I would
a
never
one?
Listen. I wouldn't, yeah, it was horrific. Yeah, it was horrible. I think Ben will maybe give it a 6 because it's kind of newer and stuff and kind of like that.
5.7 from Ben. 5.7 from Ben. Let's see what we got from breaks before we get to FSPs. From YouTube first, we'll go there. Genghis, 7.3. David the Mouse from Omaha, 8.4. Conservative Husker, 5.2. Bald BookTuber, 8.5. Foo Fighters rule.
Wow, I'm way off on this.
Josh, 8.5. Dustin, 8.7. To the text line now, before we get to FSPs. John, 9.5. Bill and Bennett, 6.9. Sandmaster, 4.2. Getting down to your level there. Henry says 7. 9.7. Banger from LB and Minden. High score so far.
Very.
Scooter and Roca, 9.5. Gavin and Pender, 8.9.
Gavin, that concerns me.
Ryan and Delaware, 9 out of 10. Ellis in Illinois, 7.1. Who in Columbus? Bert, 2.
Thank
Two
you, Bird.
Bird.
Yeah, me and Bird on the
you
same
guys on the
page.
Same page yeah. There. Craig in 8. Ryan in Fort Collins, 8.1. Joe in Boulder says that is a 6 on that one. Nailed it, Jake, 9.15 from, I don't see a name on that one. Derek in a car, 8.3. Big Bird in Columbus, 0.035. That's
Thank
lower
you,
than
you.
Now you.
Yes, lower than me.
Only one so
I'm,
far.
I'm very shocked at these scores. Very, very shocked. And I just wonder if it's just because they're just... Are the Foo Fighters getting the bump because of the band?
Wow.
Because that song doesn't add up. It doesn't. And I think I'm probably disappointed because I was expecting something pretty epic on a Friday. And you'd crushed it all week, Jake.
I gave you Rebel earlier this week by David Bowie. I gave Waylon Jennings. I've always been crazy on Wednesday.
Yeah. You've had a good week. You've had a really good week. You failed today.
Sean says, Bill, bad take. Great song. Real Life Chuck says, I'm 50 and Bill, you are wrong. It's a great song. 10 on that one.
I'll take the heat. I'm okay with the heat, too. I'll take it.
Laverne in Hawaii says, not bad for 2 a.m., 7 on that one. Someone in all caps says, Bill, that song is a banger.
There's no
10
way.
10 all day. Husker Rick says that.
No way that's a banger.
He says it's a banger.
You think that's walk-up music?
He called it a banger.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Hey, guess what? Beef Tacos has chimed in.
Oh, the taco.
4.82. Pretty low.
I love hearing from Beef Taco.
I'm with Bill. Song goes nowhere. That's from somebody in
Anything
Holders.
From Pecan Pie?
I didn't see Pecan Pie.
Wet Blanket.
Wet Blanket.
Nothing.
I think I saw Wet Blanket on there. See, Wet Blanket. No, East Lincoln West with us says, gives us 6.5. Wet Blanket does give it an 8 on that one.
Okay, Blanket. Yes, that's odd. I wouldn't see you hitting that with an 8. But I respect people's you know, different different taste. It just doesn't hit it for me.
Did not see Pecan Pie, but I would say overall score about a 6 in that one.
You did well. You did. I'm the one that was so Jake. You deserve credit for this. When the people speak, I can't push back on.
Now
it.
Rob, last one before we move on to FSP. Rob says I'm with Bill on YouTube. Yeah. The song sucks. 2.4.
I appreciate those. So still, Jake, you still did. You got a lot of good responses, so that's okay.
So we try to do that. Now it is time for one of my favorite segments of the entire week when Bill lets us know FSP what games might have field storming possibilities in college football. Bill, which games are you going to? We might see FSPs this weekend.
There's some good ones, and there's always a couple that remember with the FSPs. A lot of times, kind of like with the Colorado over Baylor, it has to be some sort of an epic ending. When they win, yes, it on the, which they did, they knocked the ball on the last play. They had the Hail Mary. The place got whipped into a frenzy. If they win that game by 17 going away, there's no storming. There's no anything. But the frenzy can get it going. So the first one I've got is BYU, who is ranked,
okay,
at Baylor.
All right.
BYU at Baylor. And so Baylor needs this win extremely bad. BYU is a good team. I don't think they're a great team. And so they have a chance to, but then, and the Baylor students, it's not a huge, the crowd will not be nuts. It will not be a sold out crowd, but that will have a chance. Colorado at UCF, just because, ooh, it's Colorado. And there's been all kinds of discussion about the reason that UCF's having such a big recruiting weekend this weekend is the Prime effect.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is because of who they're playing.
Okay.
And UCF, the bounce house is what they call the stadium, will be going. That place will be juiced up. So that has a potential one, especially
who's
if it's a
favor in that game. You have any idea?
You know, I don't know that one.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess that's almost a pick 'em, I would think.
That's UCF hosting Colorado,
yes,
you said? Okay. That game is...
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
UCF's actually a 14-point favorite.
Really? That's a little high. Wow, 14.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That shocks me.
UCF's 3-0, Colorado 3-1. Yeah. But yeah, 14-point favorite, UCF. Yeah,
that's incredible. North Carolina at Duke.
Okay.
And that's just North Carolina,
yes,
Duke.
Yep.
So you have a chance. Duke's undefeated. So that place, that's another sold-out crowd. It'll be crazy. Now, this would be a very small number of people. Iowa State ranked, I believe, like 18th, somewhere in that area, at Houston. Houston, obviously, Iowa State's probably about a 20-something point favorite in that game.
So 16.
So that's always a chance at one like that, but that's a very small amount. And this one, it's going to be odd. And this is kind of like down that conversation of, well, would they act like you've been there? We don't do that here. Is Georgia at Alabama? It could happen. It is. So Kirby is in the last 47 games, is 45-2.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's really good.
His two losses are to Alabama. His only two losses in his last 47 games are to Alabama. But this is a new coach at Alabama, and Georgia is. I mean, that is right now the power structure in the SEC. Everything right now goes through Georgia. And so it's at Alabama. That place is going to be all geeked up, and they may storm, especially if it's some sort of an epic ending that could happen on that. So I could see that with Kellen DeBoer and his new job and everything.
When do you think the last time that field got stormed was in Tuscaloosa?
I don't know, but probably not.
They've been a top three team forever.
Well, it's the first time they've been a home underdog since 2007.
Now that's a stat.
Since 2007, that's the first time they've been a home underdog. So they're underdogs in the game, and they're playing Georgia. New coach. Kirby is an old coach from Alabama. This will be an epic game to watch as far as the energy and what it's like down there. So those are my selections.
Do you expect that game to be high scoring? Because Georgia beat Kentucky 13-12 2 weeks ago. What type of game do you think?
I expect kind of a 21-18 game, 17, some of that nature. Yeah. I think it's going to be a three. You know, no, I don't see a 39-37 game or something like that. No, it's going to be I think they're going to very good defenses. And I think teams will play it smart too. They're not like smart, but they're going to play field position. And so in this game, it'll be one of those things. It'll be okay to punt. And so it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a really, really cool game. Because no matter what you say, would you be shocked if Georgia won? No.
Would
you be shocked if Alabama won?
No.
No, not at all. They were the underdog. Wow, that's crazy. No, wouldn't even think anything of it.
It's Bama.
Yeah, you would think nothing of it.
No.
In the last, like you said, they had an average of, in the last 10 years, I think like Alabama in the last 10 years, 7 of the years they're the number one class or they're in the top three. And Georgia's about the same. I mean, their class rankings are like, they're like 1 and 2, basically. They're basically average out as 1 and 2 throughout the last 10 years. So this is a culmination of talent that is unbelievable.
Which of those FSPs do you think is the most likely to happen?
I'm going to say UCF Colorado.
Okay.
Because of the bounce house. That place gets they're
taking down Deion.
Yeah, the fans, you wouldn't think that'd be a big deal, but it is a big deal. It's a really big deal. That's why that place will be crazy. And I believe they didn't get hit hard with the. I think the storm's going to be through. That was a concern of what's going on for football in that area. So I think the storm's going to be through.
I think Orlando's fine. Yes, they got some rain probably, but not the significant stuff that Atlanta's getting in.
Yeah, and it should be cleared through by tomorrow, I think.
It should
be all cleared through. So the bounce house will be going. So that's be my number one pick.
All right.
Yeah.
UCF takes down Colorado and they storm the field. FSP. Got to have one every week. We got to have an FSP every week. Actual.
Yeah, I love when I see him. I love seeing the jump. I love when people have to leap down onto the field. So it's not just onto the field. They have to make a decision. And there's like a 4 to 6 foot drop. You gotta make the decision if you're gonna go. And once you decide to go over the top, you gotta go.
Now I was watching when Nebraska had the field storm against Colorado.
The field meandering.
It was a meandering. It wasn't really a storm. It was meandering. Now there was some hopping of the fence to get on the field from both sides. You gotta hop a fence. It was still. It was such a slow trickle on the field. I'm like,
people
what are
helping
doing?
Each other over.
You did mention that was an FSP. That was an FSP that week, and they did meander on the field.
They meander, still meandering.
Still was an odd look. I thought the way it went down.
I had people. I even had some youth at the game, and they were like, "Yeah, it didn't really add up. Didn't look
right
the part.
Here.
Didn't look the part. It would have been an epic ending."
Right.
It would have been a complete field storming.
Yeah, it's pretty drama-free in the second half. 28-0 halftime, they would do that for you. But that is FSPs. Thank you, Bill, for that. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jake.
I know you didn't like my song, but FSPs were still...
I still don't like it.
Didn't resonate with you. When we come back, Lee Sterling will walk us through this weekend's games, the spreads, who to take, who not to take. That's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated.
Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.